this month is a month we are teaching on finances, and we want to encourage you to really do everything within your power to attend all the services we are going to have. We will teach as much as we can to empower, to educate, and to bring you up to speed so that you are able to do much more. So the title for my message is Finance, Breaking the Mold, and we are teaching on tithing. Finance, Breaking the Mold, and we are teaching on tithing. People are going through hard time in life because they are in a mold. We learn that the poor are poor because of lack of generosity. The farmer has discovered the secret that seed is a key to wealth. Can you tell your neighbor seed? Can you speak? Seed is a key to wealth. Seed is a key to a great harvest. Without a seed, there is no harvest. Without sowing, there is no harvest. Sowing leads to a great harvest. Prosperity comes through sowing, through giving. Amen. There is nowhere in scripture where the Bible says you pray for money, you don't find it. There is nowhere in scripture where you will be prayed for and then prosperity will come. I know some of us come from those kinds of background. No. The farmer, it doesn't matter how much the farmer prays on his land. If there is no seed in the land, there's never going to be a harvest. Praise the Lord. So our intent this month is to try to empower you in such a way that you should understand that the word of God is far superior to any other investment thought or idea that any man has manufactured. Am I talking to somebody? When we understand the word, we use the word, the wisdom of God will come upon our life, and the Bible teaches us will be better than our teachers. Amen? So the word of God is superior. So I want you to have that understanding. As we teach about tithing, we are not teaching about tithing because we want more money out of you. That's not the motivation. No. I have given this example before. I had somebody who came to church who was well off and never gave. In essence, they were giving a lot of problems. And when I went to their house to talk to them, I asked them, did you give anything that we have in church? And they said, no. And I said, why do you think now, because you are going to give your 1,000 rand, 10,000, whatever amount that you are giving is going to make any difference? Because what you have is what is given to God, what is given to you by God. And so tithing is not what is generated by pastors. Can you tell your neighbor, tithing was not created by pastors. It is the scriptures. Tell your neighbor, don't get angry. Change. You know, some people, when you teach about money, that's the only thing that comes to their mind that they have started. It's a poor man's mindset. Poor people want everything for free. God is teaching us here to say, if you do this thing, you'll be successful. You'll prosper. You will excel above your friends. You will be above only, not beneath. You will be the first only, not the last. All of these are principles that are hidden in the scriptures. It is your choice to choose the principle of the word of God or to do your own thing. The other part I would like to encourage you, please, next time you come to church, have a notebook, something to write on. In our church, when we say you are a leader of leaders, it's very key because we expect you to teach others what is being taught now. Amen? We have learned to follow. Can you tell your neighbor? We have learned to follow. We take notes in the church so that we are able to teach others. Because Paul says to Timothy, Timothy, I want you to commit these things to faithful men who will be able to do in the same way as you have been doing or as you have been instructed. May this be your commitment in Jesus' name. So we are teaching on breaking the mold or coming out of the what is a mold? A mold is a form. You know, when you are making bread, you put your dough in a pan that has a form. When the bread gets cooked or baked, as you will say, when it's fully baked, it will come in the form in which you have put it in. Is that fine? So a form is something that makes or is a mold that you can form other things out of it. Now, the reason why we are saying breaking the mold is coming out of the systems or forms that have been made that continuously limit us. We've been saying Sunday night service last week that we are breaking the mold. And we said to all the cell leaders, all of our youth pastors, all of our leaders, campus pastors, when you get to your campus, do the same, break the mold, tell the people to move out of their old way of doing things. And today as we teach about tithing, what we want you to come out, we want you to come out of all the traditions that you have been taught that are inconsistent with scripture, so that your breakthrough, your profiting may come quickly. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Through tithing, we want God to bless us. Hallelujah. Can you tell your neighbor, through tithing, we want God to bless us. We want to have a blessing that there is no room to contain. Hallelujah. So your love for God is shown by paying your tithe. And paying the tithe is an affection or the love that you show towards the house of God. God called all of us to pay the tithe. Can you tell your neighbor, God called all of us to pay the tithe? Tell your neighbor, pay the tithe. Your love is shown in your faithful tithe paying. Your love is shown in your faithful tithe paying. Somebody's asking the question, what is a tithe? A tithe is 1/10 of your income. 1/10 of your income. What is a tithe? A tithe is a 10% of your income. A tithe is a 10% of your income. I'm going to ask 10 people. Let me have you again. Can I have 10 people? Can you come quickly? Let's just line up here. You can come. You look nice. Let me advertise it just for a moment. Hallelujah. Yes, 10. There's only 3. You mean in the church? We are? Guys, come. 10. You should be very happy to be here. You know, this is a good advertisement. 2, 4, 6, 8. 2 missing. 2. So others don't want the blessing. Yeah, come, my dear. Come. Praise the Lord. It seems, doesn't she look good? Look at the jacket. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. Now we said that tithe is what? It's 1/10. Isn't it? Of your income. Now we are going to count. I'll ask all of you to help me to count. We have 10 people here. We are supposed to have 10 people. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. So we are counting. Help me. This is what?
Five.
Let's start again. I think you can do better. This is what?
Five.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So what does the Bible say? It says your tithe is what? It's 1/10, isn't it? So we started from 1 and we came to 10. So if you were, for example purpose, let's say this is 10,000. So this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000, isn't it? Now, the Bible says 1/10 of my income is what? Is a tithe. So after I've counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, the 10th one is what? Let's talk. A 10th one is what? Tell your neighbor, don't be sad, change. You know, some people are not talking because you think we are talking about you. But that's the reason why we are teaching, because we want to talk about you. Tell your neighbor, don't be angry. Change. So tithe is what? Is 1/10 of your income. So your income divided by 10, the 10th portion belongs to the Lord. This is where we started from 1. I want you to see, because the next time we're going to teach on first fruit so that you understand. I'll still do the same thing, but you will understand what is a first fruit, because sometimes there is a confusion as to what is what. So number 10 is what? Please bring an envelope. Let's put her in an envelope. Yes. Can she fit in an envelope? No. Sometimes people say, tithe is private. Can you tell your neighbor, tithe is private? Tell your neighbor, tell it to the monkeys. Tithe has never been private. Is that fine? I know, I can hear the religious, they are arguing. Let me help you. Tithe is one-tenth. The tradition is people had animals, cows, goats, sheep, cattle, whatever that you can think about, they had. Now, if you had 100 animals and you wanted to give one-tenth, which envelope, how private is it going to be? No, talk to me. How private is it going to be? It was never private because you couldn't hide it. So we will, as well, possibly next week I'll teach the principle of why we come, part of my teaching, why we come to the altar to pay the tithe, so that you understand the principle. This is why we say tithing is a worship element. This is why we give it during the time of worship. So you understood. What is a tithe? Tithe is one-tenth of our income, isn't it? Can we give a offering to the Lord as they take their seat? Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you speak to your neighbor and say, you need to tithe. You need to give one-tenth of your income. It is a required giving. So one-tenth, that tithe, it is what we call holy to the Lord. Can you tell your neighbor? It is what we call holy to the Lord. Yes, one-tenth is what we call holy to the Lord. One-tenth is what we call what? Holy to the Lord. So one-tenth is what we call holy to the Lord. So the word holy, there is a Greek word, it's a Greek word called kerem. What it simply means is accursed. The tithe is accursed. The tithe is what is cursed. The word cursed simply means set apart, separate. Is that fine? If you are married, you are accursed, or you are set apart, you are holy. This is why the fact that I'm married, I can't have another relationship apart from my wife's relationship. Otherwise, going out of it, the curse will come on it. Am I telling somebody? So the tithe, if you don't pay the tithe, you are having something that is holy that doesn't belong to you. Like a flame of fire. It's like taking your tithe, putting it among your money to burn your money, and everything that you have doesn't work. And that's why we say, when you pay the tithe, you are taking what is holy, what is separate, you are giving it to the Lord. But when you don't pay your tithe, that which is holy start to eat that which is your own. In other words, out of the 100%, God expects you to give one-tenth or 10% of it, the 90 belongs to you. Can you tell your neighbor, the 90 belongs to me. And the 10th belongs to God. Hallelujah. So the 10th, as we said, is holy. Like a couple, those that are married, your spouse is holy to you. They are not available to others. So when we pay the tithe, it is holy to the Lord. Hallelujah. Tithing is a required giving. Can you tell your neighbor, tithing? People are not talking. Can you tell your neighbor, please? You are delaying us. Can you tell your neighbor, tithing is a required giving? So we need to give our tithe because it's a required giving. Amen. When we pay tithe, tithe will change our life forever. Hallelujah. Tithing is the wisdom of God. Can you tell anybody about tithing? Is the wisdom of God. You see, giving doesn't make sense. Giving doesn't make sense. Think about it. Most Africans wouldn't want to give. Most Africans believe they are poor. Look at your neighbor and say, most Africans believe they are poor. I don't want to say we believe we are poor. You know? But most Africans will never help anyone because they believe they need to be helped. Now, the secret to breakthrough is giving what you have. Because when you give what you have, you open the door. The Bible says there is one who has, there is one who gives generously, and he continues to have. There is one that withholds, hoping, and I think it's like an African. There is one that withholds and he's got nothing. Am I telling somebody? There is one that withholds. He will not share. They given the scripture there, Proverbs 11:24. One person gives freely, yet gains more. Another withholds what is right, only to become poor. Why most people don't give, they are leading themselves to poverty. Am I talking to somebody? We give in order to open greater doors and opportunity for us. So that is my encouragement. Those who pay the tithe are found to be mysteriously prosperous than others. Those who pay the tithe, they do far better than those who don't pay the tithe. I think it is proven again and again. We learn that in America, a research was made, and even in the first top 40 most richest people in the world, most of them are tithers. They are Jews in the world. We are not talking South Africa. We are talking the world. Most of these people, they pay their tithe. It's more like a tradition that they have grown with to be generous. And that's why we are teaching our children, our small children, we teach them, you must learn to pay the tithe now. Don't forget, the Bible says, he who is faithful with least is as well faithful with what? With much. Can you tell your neighbor, he who is faithful with least is as well faithful with much. So don't be fooled that when I have the money, I will give. You are lying. If you can't share now, you will not be able to share tomorrow. For the young women who are going to get married, the young man who wants to get married, your first question after somebody has dropped the bomb and told you, you are the most prettiest thing that happened in this life, I think I will want to marry you, you should be asking them, are you paying your tithe? Did you hear what I said? I said, what should you ask them? Can you ask your neighbor, are you paying the tithe? Because if you are not careful, the person who's not generous, who doesn't fear God, will lead you to poverty. Will lead you to what? To poverty. Praise the Lord. Tithing secures a blessing. Can you tell your neighbor, tithing secures a blessing? God's wisdom is hidden in tithing. The Bible says, when we pay the tithe, we'll be blessed. The wisdom of God, or the wisdom of the word of God, makes us wise and prosperous. There are those who don't believe the word of God, but the wisdom of the word of God makes us prosperous. Hallelujah. Can you tell your neighbor, the wisdom of the word of God makes us prosperous. Hallelujah. So paying the tithe is a higher wisdom. Can you tell your neighbor, paying the tithe is a higher wisdom than the wisdom of this world? So I want you to have an understanding. When the Bible says love your neighbor, is a higher wisdom. Even though you don't feel like it, is a higher wisdom. When the scripture says forgive, even though you don't feel like forgiving, you should have that understanding. The word of God is superior. It knows something more than I do. Is that fine? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We pay the tithe to show gratitude. Can you tell anybody, we pay the tithe to show gratitude? To show gratitude is to be thankful. I've got a few points that I want us to go through. And when we are done, we will close. Number one, we pay tithe so we will remember God. Can you tell your neighbor, we pay tithe so we remember God? There are people who forget. There are people sitting next to you who forget. When they are prospering, they forget that God has prospered them. They forget their arrogance. Poverty is as a result of forgetfulness. Some people forget that they've been helped along the way, and so they will not acknowledge the help of God. It is a dangerous thing to forget what God has done for you. It is a dangerous thing. Can you tell anybody, it is a dangerous thing to forget what God has done for you. So don't forget, poverty comes to the people who are blessed, who when they become prosperous, they forget. There are a lot of us who forget. There are a lot of us Who forgets? Sometimes when there is a better change in our life, we forget what God has done for us. Let's look in the scriptures. A person who forgot the good that had been done to them. The book of Luke 15, verse 13 and 14. We pay the tithe so we remember God. We pay the tithe so we remember God. The Bible says, this is a story about the prodigal son. It says, not many days later, the young son gathered together all he had and traveled to a distant country where he squandered his estate in foolish living. Verse 14, after he had spent everything, a severe famine struck the country and he had nothing. So the prodigal son, his poverty came as a result of thinking, I will make it by myself. The Bible says, he said to his father, give me my share and my portion. He took what was his own, and the Bible says, because of prodigal living, or loose living, or self-centered living, he squandered all that he had on himself. Most of us, all we have, we spend it on ourselves. Can you tell your neighbor, you must stop it. Spending everything on yourself. Yeah. Have you heard somebody saying, I don't have money? Have you heard somebody saying that? But if you were to search them, you'll realize they do have they do have money. I know people who are like that, who will tell you, I don't have money. But they do. The prodigal son became poor because of his attitude. His attitude was, I had a friend, somebody that I know very well. Many years ago, he was in a very good relationship with somebody that I appreciated. And I said to him, you got a very good young woman. Why don't you pay Lobola and marry this woman? And he said to me, I will not do it. He used it. So with, you know, he was not born again. He was not a born again person. So he was sleeping with the girl. And so he was saying to me, I will have it while it's time, but I have no interest to marry. Many a times when I meet the guy, I think about it. I see his struggles, his pain, and I remember his word, and I say, that is why you have not migrated. You have not moved too far. Poverty comes as a result of a careless living. Can you tell your neighbor? Poverty comes as a result of careless living. Having no fear for God. Having no regard for God. Hallelujah. Those who do not tithe have forgotten. If you don't tithe, you have forgotten that you are where you are. You have been helped. I like making the story or the example that there are many of us who have been helped by others. But because today we are doing well, we are boasting to those who helped us. Huh? You are boasting. You are trying to prove, I've made it. And yet, we are the one who made you. One time we had somebody who was very annoying, and I said to the person, you know what, we made you. We can just make one prayer and withdraw our investment in prayer. One prayer. Lord, we have prayed for so-and-so. Look at him today. He has forgotten. We withdraw our covering over their life. I'm going to tell somebody. It's a selfish prayer, isn't it? But I was trying to make the person to remember that you are part of our contribution. Amen? Tell your neighbor, don't forget what God has done for you. Amen. Number two, we pay the tithe. Can you tell your neighbor, we pay the tithe? People are not talking. We pay the tithe so we will not rob God. Hallelujah. We pay the tithe so we will not be robbers ourselves. Malachi chapter 3 verse 8. Malachi chapter 3 says, will a man rob God? Can you ask your neighbor, will a man rob God? Yes. The Bible says, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offering. Can you ask your neighbor, are you a tither? You know, some people who are sitting next to you are robbers. You know what is a robber? A robber is a person who can physically takes your cell phone with a knife, takes your bag with a knife, or with a gun. That is a robber. A robber and a thief are different. The thief, at least, while you have your bag not closed, you are praising, oh, thank you, Jesus. He realized you don't see him or her. And she takes your cell phone while you don't see. That's the thief, isn't it? This one doesn't want to be caught. No. The robber comes fear, straight. Doesn't even put on a mask or whatever. He comes and he pulls a knife or he pulls a gun and say, I'm going to have it by force. Give me the money. Can you tell your neighbor, give me the money? I said, tell your neighbor, give me the money. Ask them, are you a robber? Yes. Some of the people sitting next to you, you need to find them, find out from them. Are you a tither? Please ask them, are you a tither? Let them answer you. No, I said let them answer you. Some people are not talking, I'm watching. Okay, if they told you I'm not tithing, take your bag because you are close to a robber. And move your bag, move somewhere else. Robbers are merciless. In other words, when people don't pay tithe, they have no regard for God and they are not afraid of him. They will come openly and defile and say, I'm going to do it my way. I remember many years ago, here in Pretoria, the Minister of Finance they went into his house and stole his laptops and whatever. While he was in the house, I mean, we are talking here by the government minister's housing. You know, there is security, there is police. Then I was asking myself, who's the thief? Either one of the police is the thief or one of the people, sons or daughters of ministers. I mean, how will you break the fence, come in, security and everything, and steal? But there are people like that. Can you tell your neighbor, are you a robber? So you need to be very careful that robbers have no respect. Even in South Africa, it's even worse. Robbers kill people. They will come, take your cell phone. Somebody get knifed and killed for a cell phone. This will not be your story in the name of Jesus. Amen. Number three, can you tell your neighbor, we pay the tithe. Can we speak up? We pay the tithe. Okay, let me repeat again. We pay the tithe. Can you follow? We pay the tithe to break the mold of curses upon our lives. Don't forget, there are curses that have come because of not paying the tithe. There are curses that have come upon our life. We want to be set free. Malachi chapter 3, verse 9. In South Africa, they say ignorance is no longer an excuse for the law. In other words, you cannot say, I did not know. You cannot do something when you get arrested and the magistrate or the judge asks you, why did you do what you did? You say, no, I didn't know it was wrong. You will go to jail. For even now today, we are teaching you so that you will not say, I did not know. But we are teaching you so that you will break through. Malachi 3:9 says, you are suffering under a curse, yet you, the whole nation, are still robbing me. You are suffering. You are having a hard time suffering, going through hardship. In the curse, the curse is keeping you backward. And it says the whole nation of you are still suffering. So here God is saying, we are suffering because we are under a curse, because we don't pay the tithe. May you tell your neighbor, please pay the tithe. Tell your neighbor, don't be angry. Change. Tell your neighbor, pay the tithe. Or say it, I know you don't pay the tithe. Hey, the voice went down. Tell your neighbor, I know you don't pay the tithe. Don't look at them, baby, you are afraid. I know you don't pay. You can just say, I know you don't pay the tithe. Tell them, don't be angry. Change. Tell them, don't be sad. Change. Hallelujah. Yeah, don't be sad. Change. What number are we on? Number four. We pay the tithe. Can you follow after me? We pay the tithe to break generational curse. Don't forget, some of us are going through what we are going through because those who are ahead of us never prepared for us to succeed. Or the environment and the circumstance they found themselves in always made us to be more poorer than we are now. There is a story which is, I'm going ahead of myself, which is for the weeks coming. There is a story that is told in the Talmud, one of the Jewish writings, where an elderly man was found sowing seeds of this big tree, sowing seeds. And I suspect the person who was asking him was an African person, was saying to him, I noticed you are planting trees. The trees take about 100 or more years. So the person who found this old man who was planting these trees, he was saying to him, it doesn't make sense that you should plant trees now because you will die having not harvested them. So the old man, when he answered him, he said, you don't understand. Before I was born, I harvested trees that my great-grandfather sowed. Do you get it? My great-grandfather, not his grandfather, my great-grandfather sowed the trees. He planted the trees that I harvested. 2-3 generations after, I'm the one who harvested. So he says, I'm sowing these trees not for myself, not even for my sons. I'm sowing these trees for my son's children. My great-grandchildren, like my great-grandfather, who saw me before I was even conceived, that I will need to harvest. Does it make sense? Can you tell your neighbor, we pay the tithe to deal with the generational curse? Can I ask, what number are we on? Number 4. The book of Hebrews chapter 7 verse 9. Can I ask 4 people to come, please? 4 men to come. Quick. If you are a man, come. Oh, some people are not aware. You can just look down, you will know. Yeah. Okay. These are small bodies. I need big bodies. Let me see. Who's big? Help me, somebody big. Yeah, you come. Yes, you, don't look the other, yes. That's fine. Zbu, come this side. Okay, you can go and sit. All right, let's move this way so that we are on the scent. Hallelujah. Yeah, I wanted somebody big. This is, let's read the verse first. Can we read the verse together? 1, 2, go. And in this sense, Levi himself, who receives tithes, had paid the tithe through Abraham. So Levi received tithes. Today, the Bible says he paid the tithe through Abraham. Now, this is Father Abraham. Your name, say? Conrad. He's handsome, isn't he? Are you married? No. Are you available? Not sure. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Open Conrad's eyes, please. He's not sure. Lord, help him to be sure, so that it doesn't confuse our daughters, in Jesus' name. He's handsome, you see, so we have to pray intensely. Conrad, listen, you are Father Abraham for now. Amen. Now, what was the name of the son of Abraham? Anyone remembers? Isaac. But Abraham didn't only have one son. Abraham had quite a number of sons, not even 2. I know you don't read your Bible. Let me help you. And Isaac was not even the firstborn son of Abraham, but he was a covenant son. He was what? Can you tell your neighbor, you must become a covenant son? So Father Abraham gave birth to Brother Isaac, isn't it? Brother Isaac receive the blessing. If you read, the blessing of Isaac is the same blessing that Abraham received when God spoke to Abraham. So this is Brother Isaac. Brother Isaac gave birth to 2 sons. Who are the names of the 2 sons? Esau and Jacob and Jacob, isn't it? Now, he had 2 sons. From Isaac, which son became the covenant son? Sorry. Jacob. Even though there were two sons, there are people who can be with you but never be sons. May you make up your mind today to be a true son. May you become a covenant son. Now, Isaac gave birth to two sons, Esau and Jacob. And Jacob took over the covenant rights to carry the covenant with God, isn't it? So this became who? This became Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons. I will not ask you to give me 12 sons. I know we will take the whole day trying to remember how many sons. But there is a son who inherited the priesthood. What is the name of the son who inherited the priesthood? Levi, isn't it? Can you put the scripture back, please, on the wall? It says there, in the sense, Levi himself. So this is brother Levi, isn't it? It says, in a sense, Levi himself, who receives the tithe, paid the tithe through Abraham. Now we are talking about breaking what? The generational curse. Can you tell your neighbor we are breaking the generational curse? The Bible says Abraham paid the tithe. And when Abraham paid the tithe, Levi paid the tithe. But when Abraham paid the tithe, Levi didn't exist. Let alone Isaac was not even conceived. Does it make sense? In other words, when he paid the tithe, there was a covering over up to the fourth generation. And his paying of the tithe, don't forget, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, it was not the people who were Levites were from the lineage of Aaron, you remember. But because he paid the tithe, he forced God, or he made a way that his offspring should take over the priesthood. Does it make sense? So the priesthood fell on Levi. So when you pay the tithe, we are talking generations 1, 2, 3, 4. When we pay the tithe, the generations to come profits from us. Is that fine? You remember the promise that God gave to Abraham? Now that promise comes to Isaac, goes to Jacob, and then comes to Levi. So every time we are paying the tithe, it has an impact on the generations that are coming. So your faithfulness, that's why we say the wisdom of God is above human wisdom. For you might say, oh, I'm going to keep money. I always say to girl children and women that your greatest investment is to go to school, isn't it? But a far greater investment is to believe the word of God, because you are definitely sure God keeps covenant. When Abraham was long dead, God was still keeping covenant with Levi. Does it make sense? Can you ask your neighbor, does it make sense? Tell your neighbor, this is supernatural. This is powerful. This is outstanding. Praise the Lord. Conrad, the Lord is with you. You can go, guys. Can we give a clap of hands to the Lord? Hallelujah. So when you pay the tithe, other people are paying the tithe through you. When we say the generous to come are blessed, it's what we do, it's not what we say. The blessing that came to Levi is what we do, not what we say. Can you tell your neighbor? The blessing that has come on Levi, you are not talking. The blessing that came upon Levi is because of what Abraham has done. When you are not generous, you will be where you are. Even in a sense, you will even become more poorer. So number four, we say we pay the tithe to break the generational curse. There is a generational curse. When I don't pay the tithe, it's going to affect the generations to come. When I pay the tithe, it affects the generations to come. So it is upon me to make that break and say, the curse stops with me. Not my offsprings, not my great-grandchildren, not my great-great-great-grandchildren. They will be blessed because I was blessed. May you receive the blessing of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Number five, can you tell your neighbor, we pay the tithe, so we will be in God's plan and receive a blessing. Tell your neighbor, you are not talking. Change. Yeah, you are not talking. Change. Hallelujah. Yeah, change. Tell your neighbor, change. Change. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. It says, bring the full 10% into the storehouse, so there may be food in my house. Test me in this way, says the Lord of hosts. See if I will not open the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing for you without measure. Now, when we talk about floodgates, we are talking about an overflow. And here the Bible tells us that tithing, when we remain faithful, God will make sure that we have no room to measure. We'll not be able to measure the blessing of God. In other words, the blessing of God is going to be overwhelming. Now, recently we had great rains, isn't it? Some of our dams are full. I remember the Val Dam, that we are told that it was full and is still full. And they said they are going to open the floodgates, so that the dam itself will not break. And here God is saying, I will open the floodgates. Now, when they opened the floodgates in Val, they had to go downstream to tell all the people who were staying along the river that, you know what, we are going to open the floodgates. We are going to create floods. Not because it's raining now, but because we want to create floods in order to ease the dam. Now here, this is what God is saying. He says, I will bless you and open the floodgates of heaven, and you will have no measure. You will not be able to contain it. In the same light, when they open the floodgates, the river bursts beyond its boundaries. May this be your story as you pay the tithe in the name of Jesus. May you overflow and have more than enough even to spare in Jesus' name. Number 6, can you tell your neighbor, we paid the tithe that the heavens may be open upon our lives? Yes, we paid the tithe that the heavens may be open upon our life. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, the same verse we were reading. It says, bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Praise the Lord. May you receive open heaven in the name of Jesus. So when you pay your tithe, then you create open heaven. I know most of the time we enjoy singing the song even though we are not sure if the heavens are open. But today I can tell you, if you are paying the tithe, the heavens are open upon your life in Jesus' name. I said the heavens are open upon your life in Jesus' name. The blessing that the Lord gave to Abraham, God, through the mouth of Melchizedek, in the book of Genesis chapter 14, the Bible tells us, God said to Abraham, blessed be Abraham of the Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. May the heavens give of his due. May the earth give or yield of its fatness. May this be your testimony as you pay your tithe in Jesus' name. Amen. I said, may this be your testimony as you pay your tithe in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says there will be no room to contain. Heaven's windows are open, and this is the sign of a blessing. May you receive the blessing in the name of Jesus. The destroyer has been stopped. When we pay the tithe, the destroyer is stopped. The power of Jehovah Jireh, the ability of God to provide for us, is given to us. Today is something that is in your hand. When you give it to the Lord will bless your life. Hallelujah. When you open your hand to give your tithe, God opens the windows in heaven to bless you. Can you tell your neighbor, the windows in heaven are open for you? Hallelujah. Amen. Number 7. May you say to your neighbor, can you follow? When you do not pay the tithe, the heavens will be closed. Yeah. When you don't pay the tithe, the heavens will be closed. Some of the struggles, pains, hardship we go through is because the heavens close. Deuteronomy 28, that most of us love, the first 14 verses. That's the only ones we read. You are blessed in the city. You are blessed in the countryside. The fruit of your womb is blessed. And we say, amen. Amen. And the Bible says, if you hearken unto these words and you do them diligently. That's what the Bible says. If you do these things diligently. Hallelujah. If you do them what? Diligently. Deuteronomy 28, verse 23 says, And your heavens, which are over your head, shall be bronze. The skies above you will be bronze. In other words, no rain will come. And the earth beneath you will be iron. So here the Bible gives us an understanding that the heavens do get closed. You do everything. You work hard. You work like an elephant, but you eat like an ant. Eh? Have you seen how small ant eats? You work like an elephant. You work so hard, but there is very little that is coming. May the Lord deliver you this morning in the name of Jesus. May you be delivered in the name of Jesus. May you be set free from every financial bondage in the name of Jesus. I said, may you be set free from every financial bondage in the name of Jesus. May you be set free from every financial curse in the name of Jesus. Yes, there are some people who are broke, so broke that going to work is a struggle. You are wondering, why do I work? My life was better when I was not working. I had one married man who said to me, I resign. In essence, he abandoned work. He says, it's useless. If I work, I still, it's like I'm not working. So it's better I don't work at all. It's true. It's not a joke. This is the true story. The person came to my office and says, I'm no longer going to work. Look at my troubles. He says, doesn't matter what I do. I'm in the red. So abandon ship. It's like this ship is, he left his house to be taken, his cars to be taken, everything. He says, it's useless. Let me be listed and whatever. And behold, I'll start afresh. This is true. I'll start what? The heavens. He was saying, it's like, it doesn't matter what I do. Then the question is, do you tithe? Can you ask your neighbor, do you tithe? That's the question I asked. He says, no. I don't tithe. I don't tithe. I don't believe in tithing. You know, there are people who say, I don't believe in. Then you don't believe in the Bible. Can you tell your neighbor, you don't believe in tithing? Then you don't believe in the Bible. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. You are blessed coming in and you are blessed going out. Amen. Your struggle has an answer. Can you tell your neighbor, your struggle has an answer. Hallelujah. The Bible says the heavens are open. The windows of heaven are open upon your life. The Lord has an answer. When we remain faithful, he remains faithful to us. When you read the book of Malachi chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible tells us, it says, if I'm your father, where is my honor? Yeah, it says, if I'm your father, where is my honor? If I am your father, where is my honor? He says, a son honors his father, a servant his master. But if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is your fear of me? Says the Lord of hosts, to you, priests who despise my name, yet you ask, how have we despised your name? It talks about the same. It says, give your gift. Give. It says, some of you paid the tithe, but it's not the tithe. You bring the gift that is lame. It says, take the animal that you are bringing to the Lord that is lame. In other words, it is blind. One eye is broken. That's the one you want to give. Eh? The one that is not working, that's the one you want to give. You know, Bishop one day was saying to us, the parents want to bring children that are not well. He says they brought a child who was an addict, drug addict. And the father was saying, Pastor, so this is the one. So Bishop was saying, oh, so this is the one who's supposed to be a pastor. Not the one that is a medical doctor. Huh? People bring what? The lame. Can you ask your neighbor, what are you bringing to the Lord? Is it the lame? You know, some tithes are lame. Yes, Sister Iris. Some tithes are lame. Ladies. Some tithes are what? Are lame. Are lame. Are you paying tithes? Don't answer. I see the way they are looking at you. We should ask them. Can you ask your neighbor, are you paying tithes? Hallelujah. The lame. Can you tell your neighbor, don't bring the lame. It's not a good thing to the Lord. It gives us that understanding. It says here, when you present the blind animal for sacrifice, is it not wrong? When you bring something that is not complete, it's not the tenth, is it not wrong? And when you present a lame or sick animal, is it not wrong? Bring it to your governor. Take it to the president. Take it to the premier. Will he be pleased with you or show favor? Ask the Lord. You will answer it yourself. Is it a good thing to give what is lame to the Lord? May the Lord have mercy on us. May the Lord have mercy on you. Now, Deuteronomy gives us that understanding that the heavens are closed to those. Deuteronomy 28:23 says, and your heavens over you, your head shall be bronze, and the earth under you shall be like iron. Some of our problems are because we do not pay the tithe. Your struggle has an answer. It's called faithfulness in tithe paying. Hallelujah. And God says, I will pour a blessing upon you. Number 8 and the last one, and we close. Can you tell your neighbor, tithing will make all nations to call you blessed? I said the last one. Can we all of us be talking? Can you follow? Tithing will make all nations to call you blessed. Amen. The book of Malachi chapter 3. Verse 12, Malachi chapter 3, verse 12, it says, and all nations will call you blessed, for you will not be, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. You must pay your tithes so that you become delightful to the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land. It says, all nations shall call you blessed, for ye will be delightsome land, says the Lord of hosts. May this be your story. When we pay the tithe, we become the joy to the Lord. The Lord takes pleasure in us. I said earlier, he who's faithful with least is as well faithful with much. Can you tell your neighbor, he who's faithful with least is faithful with much. Hallelujah. So our ability to progress is not in the much we have, but it's in giving that which we have now. Some people will say, I will do it tomorrow. The best part is to do it today. Amen. So the greatest giving that we can give is our own life. The greatest tithe, the greatest offering is not any other thing but yourself. It starts there. Can you tell your neighbor, it starts first with me. Then when it has started with you, all others becomes easier to do. So this morning, I want to challenge you to say the greatest gift that we can give, the greatest tithe we can give, is our own life. The book of John, chapter 17, verse 3. It says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and the one you have sent, Jesus Christ. So even with us, the greatest of all things that we could do, the greatest offering we can give, is not necessarily the tithe, but it is our life. Tithing is a required giving, but our life, if we don't give it to the Lord, will be lost for eternity. So we make the decision that, Lord, even as I give material things for the advancement of the kingdom, I first give myself. Hallelujah. I first offer myself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. We're going to pray. I want you to pray for yourself. I want you to bring yourself, number one, repent. Maybe you know, I'm paying the tithe, but I'm not paying a complete tithe. I'm just donating, but I behave like it's a tithe. It's a time to repent. Is that fine? But as well, there are some of us who don't tithe at all. It's a time to change. Can you tell your neighbor, don't be sad. Change. Don't be angry. Change. Hallelujah. So we are going to pray. I want you to pray for yourself, to bring yourself before the Lord, to say, Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon my life. If you are tithing, the prayer is, Lord, may I remain consistently faithful. Even when circumstances and situations seems to be difficult and impossible. Can we bow our heads together as we pray? Please, no one moving. I know you might want to go to the bathroom and so forth. We are done. We are almost there. Praise the Lord. Can we bow our heads together? Can we close our eyes? We're going to pray. I want you to pray for yourself. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We exalt you, Lord. We are grateful, Father, for the teaching of your word. We thank you, Father, that your word transforms, renews, empowers. Lord, empower us, renew us, O Father, by your Holy Spirit. Your word teaches us, O Father, that we need to love you. We first give ourselves, then we will give our gifts. Lord, I pray for each and every person that is here. Your word teaches us that the greatest gift that we can give and the greatest gift that we receive from the Lord is salvation. And Father, we learn from the book of John that Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. And your word teaches us that this is eternal life, that we may know you, the only true God, and Jesus who you have sent. Lord, we pray this morning in the name of Jesus upon the life of each and every person seated here, men, women, and children. We commit our life to you. We pray for the power of your Holy Spirit, O God. Touch us, transform us, renew us, O Father, by your Spirit, even today. May change come upon our life in the name of Jesus.